This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to do a study of the life of Barnabas as found in 1 Samuel 9 through 2 Samuel 1. As you collect information about his life, you can do an historical review of his life or a character sketch. I'd like to do the latter. Some of the things I discovered were his comprehension of who he was and what was going on around him. He was adventuresome and courageous, something of a free spirit, but at the same time, he was committed and loyal in his relationships. He manifests great character while caught between two conflicting loyalties throughout his adult life. He was an exemplary son while not agreeing with his father's plan for his life. There is much to learn from his example as a man, a son, and a friend. Actually, what I just said could be correlated into an outline. The title would be Living for God While Facing Conflicting Loyalties, as a man, as a son, as a friend. With this basic outline, let's now amplify each point. I ask you to read from 1 Samuel, beginning with chapter 9, even though Jonathan is not mentioned until chapter 13, because it introduces you to his heritage. His grandfather, Kish, is referred to in 9:1 as a Benjamite, a man of standing. The Wycliffe Bible Encyclopedia says he was a man of considerable means, having a number of servants and donkeys. Saul's description of his family as the least of all the families of Benjamin must be taken as an example of Oriental modesty. His father, Saul, was an impressive hulk of a man, according to 1 Samuel 9:2.